this is in absolute confidence, because any statement or any speeches or any comments at this time referring to the substance of these matters will be injurious to your country. I don't think there's any question about that. The government's position is going to be this. We are willing to stop the bombing when it will not cost us men's lives, when the government of South Vietnam can be a party to the negotiations, and when they will not abuse the DMZ and not shell the cities. Now, we do not have to get a firm contract on all of these three things, but I do have to have good reason to believe that it won't be on again, off again, plan again, that I won't have to stop the bombing one day and start it the next. Now, obviously, they can deceive me, and we know that in dealing with the communists, that they frequently do that. We have had a good many experiences at that right in these negotiations. But what I called you for was to say in substance this. Our position has not changed. I do not plan to see it change. I have not issued any such orders. I will talk to each of you before I do, and all of you on an equal basis. I know you don't want to play politics with your country. I'm trying to tell you what my judgment is about how not to play politics with it. And I know all of you want peace at the earliest possible moment, and I would just express the hope that you be awfully sure what you're talking about before you get into the intricacies of these negotiations. Over. Now, I'll be glad to have any comment any of you want to make or answer any question.
No comment, Mr. President. Thank you very much.
Yep. Well, as you know, this is consistent with what my position has been all along. I've made it very clear that I will make no statement that would undercut the negotiation. So we'll just stay right on there and hope that this thing works out.
George, are you on?
Yes, sir, Mr. President, and of course, that's my position all along, too, is the position you stated, yes, sir. And I agree with you that we shouldn't play any politics with this matter so that it might foul up the negotiations in any manner.